From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A strong earthquake centered on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula has shaken much of Southern California. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 7.2. There have been a number of aftershocks, including one with a magnitude of 5.1 near Imperial, California. NPR's Amy Walters says the quake was felt in northern San Diego County.
Here in Carlsbad, California, a small beach town just over 150 miles northwest of the reported epicenter, the quake was strongly felt. 18-year-old Marlene Burrows was at home.
And I saw everything moving. I was like, wait, what's going on? So I went running to my mom and I was like, did you see that or did you feel it? And she's like, what? What's going on? And all of a sudden it was like everything was moving, things were falling. I'm like, that.
Burroughs turned on the news to find out more about the earthquake, centered in Baja, Mexico, not far from the orphanage from which she was adopted. The orphanage has no phones, and Marlene Burroughs is worried about friends.
It's kind of hard to, like, not know if any of them are okay or did they feel it or something, so it's kind of nerve-wracking that.
Amy Walters, NPR News, Carlsbad, California.
Senegal is marking the 50th anniversary of that country's independence by unveiling a huge monument perched high on a hill overlooking the capital city. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports the price tag and symbolism of the $27 million statue have drawn much criticism.
Dubbed the Monument of the African Renaissance, it stands taller than the Statue of Liberty and dominates both the Dakar skyline and the Senegalese headlines. The giant bronze father figure, sweeping up a flimsily clad woman and holding aloft a naked child, is meant to symbolize a new beginning for Africa, emerging triumphantly from centuries of slavery and oppression. But critics of Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade's pet project consider it offensive, expensive, and un-Islamic. Thousands of opposition supporters marched Saturday protesting the statue they call the Monument of Shame. In majority Muslim Senegal, some imams denounce the monument as idolatrous. The president also angered the Christian minority by comparing the statue to Jesus Christ. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
This Easter Sunday has been a day of celebration for Christians around the world, and even more so this year. Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox Christians are all celebrating Easter on the same day because their different church calendars coincide, which is unusual. Lourdes Garcia Navarro watched the celebration in Jerusalem.
People have come from all over, as they do every year, to mark this occasion at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And inside the church, there are ceremonies marking Easter from many different denominations, Greek Orthodox, which are also marking Easter today, Catholics, also marking Easter today. It's a very festive occasion, and people are wearing their Sunday best.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. This is NPR News. Pope Benedict, in his annual Easter greeting in St. Peter's Square, spoke of what he called the trials and sufferings of Christians in Iraq and Pakistan. Pontiff also called for prayers for earthquake survivors in Haiti and Chile. In China, nine workers are safe after being rescued today from the mine where they'd been trapped for a week. Chinese state TV says there's hope others of the 144 workers still in the flooded mine may still be alive. In Paris, some thieves who had tunneled into the basement of a bank fled after setting off an alarm today. This is the third such event in recent weeks. As the BBC's Hugh Schofield reports, the incident follows last week's break-in where thieves raided dozens of safe deposit boxes at a different bank.
Last weekend's underground raid on a branch of the Crédit Lyonnais seems to have whetted the appetite of other would-be bank robbers in Paris. This time it was a branch of BNP Paribas in the southeast of the capital. Once again, the gang dug a tunnel from the sewage system to gain access to the basement of the bank. But on this occasion, after smashing a hole in the wall at about 4 a.m, the robbers set off an alarm. Police were quickly on the scene and there was a small explosion, possibly caused by a ruptured gas main. In the confusion, the robbers escaped, but empty-handed.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting. In the women's NCAA basketball tournament, Stanford has downed Oklahoma, advancing the Cardinal to Tuesday's championship game. Stanford will play the winner of the game between Connecticut and Baylor, now underway. In the National Football League's biggest trade so far this year, the Philadelphia Eagles have traded their starting quarterback, Donovan McNabb, to the Washington Redskins. The Redskins send the Eagles a second-round draft pick this year and another conditional pick next year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.